there. This is Dave Holland, and I'm inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson-Jones.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax, enjoy some great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. Today we welcome bassist Dave Holland. We briefly met before his set at the Newport Jazz Festival. We'll talk about his CD, Another Land, his own record label, and his thoughts about his experiences through the years. This show will feature music from this CD. Right now, you're listening to Mashup, featuring Kevin Eubanks on guitar and Obed Calvert on drums. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dave Holland, for joining us in the Jazz Room.
I'm happy to be here with you, John.
Thank you so much. The Newport Jazz Festival.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to your set in a little while.
Thank you.
And can you tell me, what is your latest project? Are you playing music from your latest project coming up, or are you doing something
different?
This is
a new project. We just formed a group and did our first tour this summer, did a tour of Europe for about 3.5 weeks. And we're bringing this to Newport. It's the first performance of this band in the USA. It's a group I really am happy to be playing with. Wonderful musicians on saxophone is Jaleel Shaw, great alto player. On piano, Chris Davis. She's a really extraordinary composer and pianist. And on drums, Nasheed Waits, who I love playing with. What a great drummer he is. And wonderful, positive energy always.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Now, I found it interesting learning about you forming your own company, Dare 2 Records.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about this? How you got that started and how it's evolved since you started it?
Yeah, well, I had many years working with ECM Records. It's a German-based recording company. And in 2004, my manager, Louise, and myself decided to... we had a record that we'd already... recorded as the second big band record that I did called Overtime. And we decided to put that out as a starting release on the new label. And Louise was able to secure a distribution deal with Universal France. And that's how things started for us.
Okay, interesting. Can you tell me, now this new project, what's it, the project you're going to be performing, what is that called?
The band today you're
yes,
talking about?
Yeah,
it's called Dave Holland New
Dave
Quartet.
Dave Holland New Quartet.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a project you're working on, but you don't have a you're not recording this
no,
yet.
No, well, we'd like to play the music before we record it, you
that
know.
That makes sense.
So,
I get it.
Well, some people like to record first and then tour it, you know. I like to give the music a chance to be developed in the band.
It needs to breathe.
Well, it's worked for me, that kind of way of working. And so we've done our first tour this summer. And we're now talking about when to schedule a recording date.
Okay, yeah. No, I understand that process very well.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you. Well, I mentioned to you that when we were waiting that I have a bass player friend. We've been working together for over 20 years.
Okay.
And he's a wonderful player. And I sent him a text.
What's his name?
His name is Dave Zox.
Okay.
And
give Dave some play there.
yes. Why not?
Yeah.
Right? I love working with Dave. He's so much fun.
Yeah.
And I sent him a text and I said, Dave, I'm going to interview Dave Holland. What would you like if you had a chance to ask him a question? What would you ask him? He wrote me back, Joan, you're brilliant. And then he sent me this, and I'm going to quote Dave, okay? And I asked him, he said, of all the incredible musicians you've worked with through the years, Herbie Hancock, Miles, Pat Metheny, and Kenny Barron, to famous bluegrass artists, of all these incredible musical artists, are there any that taught you unforgettable lessons about music, art, and life? And what are those lessons?
Okay, well, I've been very fortunate in my life. You know, I've had a chance to play with some of the masters that have been involved in this music. And, you know, when you get a chance to play with somebody like Miles or Herbie Hancock, you're able to tap into how they approach things and how they carry themselves, even, you know, just the whole thing of their personality and everything, you know. And, you know, Miles particularly, he had a wonderful sense of how to bring a band together, choosing musicians that could work together, but also running the band with a very light touch, you know, allowing the creative forces that the musicians bring to the table to have a chance to be explored. And that was a big lesson for me, to see that trust that he gave everybody, that he had trust that they would do something creative with the music. And you know, finding the right people and then just letting them loose, you know, and having some music to focus on. Herbie, I would say, one of the things, apart from his amazing musicianship, of course, was the joy that he brought to the bandstand when he played. And I sometimes took myself a little too seriously on the bandstand. You know, I'd have my eyes closed, perhaps, and, you know, concentrating like that. And Herbie is so joyful when he plays. Not that he's not totally focused, but there's a communication that comes out of, like, connecting with each other on the bandstand that I found really helped me open up even more. I was very happy to have that. I mean, I could get very technical about things I learned about how he plays and so on, but I'm thinking more about, you know, non-specific musical issues more. And the chance to be with these great players, you know, you just have a chance to see how they pace a set, how they pace a solo, you know, these kind of things that a mature musician brings to the performances, you know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
He had one more question.
Okay.
What would you want the young upcoming musician that you might play with to know and do as a creative artist?
Well, follow the muse, you know. They need, of course, a young musician needs to create a foundation for their playing. But they also need to tune into the things that move them emotionally in the music, and that they and the language of music that they're interested in, and follow that. And I advise them not to get too worried about their position in the business and all things like that. I was speaking to somebody just now and telling them that I wrote something on a piece of paper when I was a young musician, and it said, "You take care of it, and it'll take care of you." And by that I meant that if you take care of the music, everything will come from that. You know, if you start worrying about your career and, you know, getting ahead and all that kind of stuff, of course you have to have some ambition, but you can get carried away with that. And if you take care of the music, either it'll come from that or it won't come at all, but it'll come from a real thing if it's coming from the music.
All right. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because Dave is a teacher as well as a performer, so I know that's why he asked, but I just had to.
That's okay. I'm happy to answer the question.
Yeah. But that I just wanted to just have everybody have a good feel of who you are. And when I listen to your music now, when I put it together, I understand the music more by talking with you.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's...
Here's another cut from Another Land, titled Gentle Warrior. Thank you. the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with our interview with bassist Dave Holland at the Newport Jazz Festival.
How do people learn about your music?
Well, you know, it's first of all, the music's something I share with other musicians, you know, and the context of that is important because in different contexts, I approach the music in different ways, depending on what's appropriate. From a flamenco project that I've done to a Arabic musician that I, oud music player that I've played with, to more traditional jazz forms, contemporary jazz forms. You know, I love music in general, a big wide range of music, and I think somewhere in there, hopefully people will find something they like and they'll enjoy it, you know.
Yes.
But it reflects my taste in music, which is very, very broad. And I love the diversity of the music. And as a jazz musician, you know, you have a chance to work in so many different contexts because as improvisers, we're used to adapting to the language that we're involved in, you know. So, And particularly as a bass player, too, being an accompanist, you know, in different situations. So I just say, you know, start somewhere and see what you like. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dave Holland, for joining us in the Jazz Room here at the Newport Jazz Festival.
Thank
and I'm
you very
looking
much.
Forward to your show.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you. Pleasure talking to you. Have a good time.
Finally, here's the title composition from Dave's CD, Another Land. Thank you. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. You may see my photographs of artists at the Newport Jazz Festival and many more on the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.